Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, a special edition of the Power Is Now online radio. My name is Eric Lawrence Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online and on the telephone. Thank you for finding The Power Is Now on Blog Talk Radio. This show is being broadcast nationwide on embedded radio players on Facebook, Twitter, ActiveRing, and the websites of many real estate agents, brokers, and trade associations nationwide. I invite you to embed The Power Is Now online radio player on your website as another resource for your agents if you are real estate brokers, and your buyers and sellers if you are agents. Just copy the embed code from www.blogtalkradio.com/thepowerisnow. For those of you who are joining us by telephone, thank you so much for investing your time in today's show. It's another beautiful day in Southern California and a great day to talk about private equity financing and acquisitions with Robert Fergoso, Executive Vice President for Anchor Loans. Their slogan is the power to create wealth. And today, we're going to be talking about financing for flip investors. That's what they do. So hang in there with us, folks, as we engage Robert Fergoso on Anchor Loans. We're going to be talking about the company, Anchor Loans as a lender, Anchor Loans programs, and Anchor acquisitions. This show is going to be filled with great information about private equity financing and acquisitions. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier, host of the Power Is Now online radio. If you're looking for a real estate agent, well, you have come to the right place. One of the benefits of being a lender for 31 years and closing billions of dollars in volume and thousands of transactions in my career is that I've had the honor to meet and work with and personally know some of the best agents in the country. Seriously, folks, sitting in this seat as the host of the Power Is Now and being a mortgage banker for 31 years specializing in purchase transactions has afforded me the opportunity to meet and work with some of the best people, the most extraordinary real estate professionals in the industry. I am amazed at the talent out there in the real estate community, and I want you to know who these people are, and I want you to hire them as your trusted advisor. The VIP agent on the Power Is Now is a trusted advisor. Folks, you just can't write a check to the Power Is Now and become a VIP agent. It is by invitation only, and there is a vetting process and certification. A VIP agent is an experienced real estate professional that has the education, credentials, and closed transaction experience and the endorsement of the Power Is Now online radio. Why is it so important that you use a trusted advisor? Well, typically a trusted advisor is someone who has been referred to you, and they, that referrer, has personal knowledge and experience of working with that person. We do this all the time when it comes to medical challenges. Our doctors, our attorneys who deal with our legal challenges, our accountants who deal with IRS and tax matters. We want experienced people, and we want them ideally referred to us by someone who knows them and has worked with them. Well, folks, that's what a VIP agent is, a trusted advisor endorsed and personally known by yours truly, Eric Frazier. The Power Is Now online radio is committed to providing our listeners access to the very best real estate agents in their marketplace. We want to save you time and money to find a great, reputable real estate agent. There are thousands of you out there who are listening to this show every single month, and we want to make sure that you benefit from this show by not only learning great things about real estate, but working with the very people we bring on this show and that we have selected to be VIP agents. VIP agents have certifications and experience in all aspects of selling real estate and representing buyers in traditional sales, short sales, REOs, business opportunities, commercial real estate, and even more. And again, these individuals have been interviewed, have been vetted, and they are endorsed by The Power Is Now. The VIP agent certification process involves a verification of their license status within their state, a criminal and civil background check in case there's any type of litigation going on with that agent, you should know about it, verification of their standing in the local board, verification of their experience through verifying closed transactions in their local MLS, verification of references from closed transactions, and acceptance of The Power Is Now Code of Ethics. VIP agents, trusted advisors, endorsed and certified by The Power Is Now. Consider using a VIP agent on your next transaction. And if you would like for me to make a personal introduction, please reach out to me. Contact me directly here on The Power Is Now, and I'll be happy to introduce you personally to every VIP agent that you want to work with in the given market if you're an investor, or in your neighborhood if you're a homeowner and you're looking, or a buyer looking to buy something where you live. I'll be happy to make a personal recommendation, a personal connection with you and the VIP agent. Have an awesome day. Thank you for listening to The Power Is Now Online Radio. For those of you who are new to The Power Is Now Online Radio, the name and slogan, The Power Is Now, suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future, because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. And folks, what that means is that we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan and theme of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now Online Radio is an online radio network from which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, and educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. If you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to thepowersnow.com and become a member of the Power Is Now Network for free. And on the Power Is Now website and also on blogtalkradio.com, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to other services that can help you grow your business. There is value in membership, and membership is free. On the phone with me today is Robert Fergoso, Executive Vice President for Anchor Loans. And before we begin our discussion with him about private equity financing acquisitions, I want to share some information about Robert's background. Robert Fergoso is the Executive Vice President of Anchor Loans, a private financier for real estate investors based in Cerritos, California. Robert's experience in real estate spans over 20 years. He has been pivotal in the funding of over $1.3 billion to private investors and has overseen the purchase of over 1,300 properties in the past 2.5 years. While analyzing over 5,000 properties a year, Anchor Loans prides itself on the ability to spot the formation of new trends prior to their publication by media and assisting its clients in this ever-evolving market. While Anchor continues to expand its stronghold in Southern California, Robert is tasked with leading the growth and business development. The ability to be flexible in criteria has been essential in helping create and fit the needs of each client. Anchor Loans has created tremendous value for its clients by analyzing, identifying, and providing unique investment opportunities. Anchor Loans has strategically positioned itself in this marketplace through its proprietary software by spotting trends before they have formed. Anchor is quickly being recognized by the marketplace as the go-to entity on many facets in this real estate market and has been successful in helping investors grow faster through mentorship-style investing and sourcing of fix and flip properties. Thank you so much, Robert, for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Eric, thank you so much for having me on your show. I look forward to being able to share my experiences and hopefully help others capitalize on this market and through my experience and my expertise.
Well, Robert, expertise is exactly what you have, your experience spanning over 20 years. And so you've seen a lot of markets, you've seen a lot of opportunities, and you have seen a lot of deals. 1,300 properties in the past 2.5 years up. Funding over $1.3 billion to private investors, that is a lot of business. Added to that, analyzing over 5,000 properties. So, Robert, would it be safe to say that you've seen just about every kind of deal?
I think we have. I get surprised when there's a new twist in the market and something changes slightly, and we adapt with it.
Well, we're happy to have you on the show today. You know, private equity financing and acquisitions, you know, that is hot right now in the marketplace, especially with so many people trying to take advantage of the great values and deals that are in the marketplace today. And it seems like your company is well positioned based on just reading your bio and knowing a little bit about the company myself. You guys seem to be well positioned to help investors to take advantage of the tremendous opportunities in the marketplace. I love your slogan, which is the power to create wealth. Share with us a little bit about the slogan, the power to create wealth for Anchor Loans.
Well, you know, there's several different facets in our business, and the power to create wealth really references the ability to profit in the real estate sector from a wholesale standpoint. And what I mean by that is whether you're a passive investor who's just looking to earn a rate of return on a deed of trust type investment, or you're an investor that's buying to fix up and resell a property, or in today's case, a lot of clients and investors who are buying to hold properties for rental income and future growth. You know, really the power to create wealth is within real estate, and I think within our company, because we embody all of the different facets of the business.
Robert, that is fantastic that your company, Anchor Loans, is well positioned to help people achieve wealth in real estate, because real estate has long been a pathway to building wealth. And some of the richest people in the world did so through real estate. And so it's great that you guys are in a position to help, you know, ordinary people like myself to take advantage of the opportunities and to build wealth in real estate. One of the things you guys do specifically is that you help buyers or investors flip property, buy and sell very quickly. And we're going to be talking about that in more detail as we go along. In fact, folks, hang in there with us, because we're going to be talking about the company as a whole. There's a tremendous opportunities to work with Anchor Loans if you are a real estate investor and you're looking to build wealth. Now, Robert, before we get into our main subject, and that is private equity financing and acquisitions, we have a tradition on The Power Is Now that we ask every guest that comes on, what does the phrase "the power is now"? What does that mean to you in the context of who you are as an industry leader in lending and private equity acquisitions, as perhaps a father, as a citizen? You choose the context. What does that phrase mean to you?
You know, Eric, I love that slogan. I think "the power is now" is such a strong statement for people that if you can embody that in all facets of your life, you know, really you could lead a very fulfilled life. For me, the power is now, as it relates to our business, is really, and I'm going to break down the slogan a little bit. For me, the power is really about the discipline. And the discipline in whether, like myself, I'm very busy throughout the days, yet I'm my son. I've got a 7-year-old son, and I'm his baseball coach. And so I take time out of the day because I figure at the end of the day, he's really not going to remember whether dad made a lot of money or not. He's going to remember that, hey, dad spent some time with me, and this is what I shared. That's a memory that he will, I think, hold on to, or I hope he will hold on to for the rest of his life and carry forward for his fatherhood as well. As the way it relates to the business, I think that discipline, again, you know, it's very easy in real estate, and whether you're a realtor or real estate professional of some sort in the loan business or in the, you know, fix and flipping business, that discipline you have to have, because really you are your own boss. And when you're your own boss, you know, no one's telling you, hey, get up at 5 a.m. to get started, or 6 a.m. And you have to have that discipline and that power to continue to move things forward. And, you know, the is now portion for me is, I mean, can't be more relevant today than I think ever before. I've seen a lot of cycles, and acting today in this market, you know, I don't know that in our lifetimes we will ever see another opportunity like we have today. And, you know, along with the huge crash that we had and the recession that came out of it, you know, created great opportunity. And, you know, the power really is now. It is acting now. I mean, there's no other place that you can really get the type of returns with the, you know, security of real property and tangible assets that you can outside of real estate. And that might be why big money has flocked to it. That's why small money has flocked to it. And it's just created a tremendous demand. I think right now is the absolute best time. And the slogan, the power is now, just embodies it all.
Robert, what a fantastic power is now statement. And I agree with you. It's interesting how you use the word discipline to really underscore power, the discipline to spend time with your family, the discipline to manage yourself being self-employed as a real estate agent or loan officer, and then acting now, because this truly is perhaps the greatest opportunity that most of us will see in our lifetime. Congratulations on a great Power Is Now statement. I would rank that as one of the best that we've heard here on the Power Is Now. So, folks, you've just got a taste of Robert Fragoso and what he's going to bring to the table today. Hang in there with us. We're going to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about Anchor Loans, the company, Anchor Loans, the lender, and some of their incredible lending programs for business entities, for investors, and then finally, Anchor Acquisitions, the opportunity to make money with Anchor Loans. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on the Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, the Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have the Power Is Now breaking news, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have the Power Is Now real estate resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have the Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University is a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have the Power Is Now breaking news, and we have the Power Is Now real estate resource, and we have the Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have the Power Is Now agent spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on ActiveRing. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now. Thank you. And we're back. For those of you who are just joining us, I am talking to Robert Fragoso, Executive Vice President of Anchor Loans. And folks, we're already off to a great start with a wonderful Power Is Now statement. I certainly hope that his statement resonates with all of you as it did with me. The discipline is the key to really living out in the spirit of the theme of the slogan, The Power Is Now. So Robert, again, thank you for joining us today and talking about private equity financing and acquisition. So give us a high-level overview of the company, Anchor Loans, the company.
Anchor Loans is more than just a lender. What we've created is really a community amongst a combination of your investors that are buying to fix and flip properties, real estate agents that are working to service that industry, brokers who want to do higher volumes. And, you know, we've taken on this mentorship role to help kind of the community grow as a whole. And we have several different divisions. So to give you the 30,000-foot overview of our company, Anchor Loans is the lending arm. And really, we have a very specific niche. And our niche is to work with investors who buy, fix, and flip properties. Anchor Acquisitions is the other department that helps us buy properties where we buy, fix, and remodel or add on properties. And really what having that experience allows us the expertise of being at the pulse of the marketplace versus just being a lender. We also have a construction company that is an expert in getting the properties ready to market. And what I mean is that there's very specific things that need to happen to every property to create sustainable home ownership. And it's sometimes very different from a normal construction company that you might hire, is understanding that the systems have to be done right and not cutting corners and what have you. The last part of our company is we've created a software company that we really kind of stumbled across creating a system for us to be able to handle all of the different facets of the business and creating a dynamic system that assists us in the evaluation of the assets, whether it's an asset to purchase or an asset that we're going to just lend on. And utilizing the dynamic tools that we've created within that has made us more efficient and really has created the ability to spot trends as they're occurring or even before they're occurring, rather than what most people do is wait for the report that comes up and it says, this is what has occurred in the past 3 months. Therefore, you know, this might be what will happen next. We are able to adapt very, very quickly, and really it helps our clients grow quicker when they're able to change the style of investing that they're doing or the type of product that they're buying very quickly.
Well, it sounds exciting, Robert, that you guys have it all covered, from acquiring the properties, lending on properties, have the software to do the analysis, have the construction companies to, or the company to construct or build, remodel the property. You're a one-stop shop, it seems like, for a real estate investor or even for a hedge fund or someone else who needs to utilize your services. How did this all get started? When did Anchor Loans come into existence?
You know, we started back in 1998, and it was Jeffrey Lipton, Dan Harrington, Steve Pollack, and myself got together. And originally, you know, I was working with another real estate investor and helping them really source some of their transactions. We were buying some apartment buildings that we were really fixing and flipping, much like you would do a single family. Back in 1998, there was a high vacancy rate, and we had figured out a system by which we could stabilize apartment buildings and create a product that was not in the marketplace. So investors that were looking for a good yield could then buy that apartment building that was stabilized and maintain it for cash flow. I then met Jeffrey Lipton, who actually was already lending, but they were doing some business out of state and really on a more private investor level. He had, you know, essentially more cash than deals, and I had more opportunity than cash. And so it made sense to kind of get together and really create Anchor Loans as a community. And, you know, and our goal was always to really have growth really organically, more so than just via advertising. And even to this date, we don't do a lot of advertising or marketing. It's more organic growth. People hear about us through word of mouth or referrals, and very happy to say that we have, you know, excellent reputation in the marketplace.
Now, speaking of advertising, you're on the Power Is Now today because we, as a media company, provide information to real estate professionals and consumers nationwide, but our audience consists primarily of real estate professionals. Your clients are real estate professionals and real estate investors. You do not deal with, say, the general public, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we don't do any consumer loans. All of our loans are business purpose loans for investors who specifically are buying to fix and flip. flip that property.
So that's interesting. A real estate agent who's working with an investor right now who may be running out of cash because he's been taking advantage of all these opportunities, he would be your client, and perhaps even a real estate agent who is out buying for themselves and running short of cash to take advantage of all the opportunities, they too would be your client.
That's correct. Yeah, many real estate investors are also agents, and what they do is they've maybe were working with investors in the past and helping the investors find these properties and seeing the opportunity just pass them by, and they did not have the necessary capital to do the transaction, and that's where Anchor Loans can help in providing the capital for you to buy that property, fix it up, and then we, of course, get paid off when the property is resold.
So let's talk about the opportunity right now in the marketplace, and you touched on this in your Power Is Now statement, saying that this is perhaps the greatest opportunity that most of us will see in our lifetime. Tell us a little bit about the market opportunity for real estate investors and real estate agents. And also, too, let's clarify, too, that this opportunity you're speaking of is in the area of residential real estate, right? Not necessarily commercial.
Yeah, I think for me, the residential market creates the largest opportunity today. It is one, the barrier of entry is very low, and you can buy properties, unlike in a commercial realm, where buying a shopping center or a building that's, you know, in the either million or millions of dollars, you know, your typical investor can enter the residential market and they can purchase homes in that $50,000 to, you know, $1 million range with relative ease if there's equity and the transaction makes sense. And what I mean by that is because we're a business-to-business lender, really we're going to analyze every single loan as its separate opportunity. And if the opportunity at hand does not show a profit with the information that we have when we're going to fund it, we quite simply just pass. So we're not looking to get involved with situations where an investor doesn't know what they're doing and they're going to lose money on a property. You know, really we're looking for win-win scenarios.
Well, a win-win scenario should be the only scenario in business. Don't you agree?
No, I totally agree. I think it's the recipe for longevity and great relationships.
So tell us about the residential market opportunity. Over the years, your company has funded over $1.3 billion to private investors and purchased over 1,300 properties. That's in the past 2.5 years. That's a lot of business. Talk a little bit about the opportunity to acquire property and or to lend on property to investors.
Sure. You know, since 2008, this market now is probably the best market that we will ever see in our lifetime. It's a time where if you have not gotten into the real estate market, you really should take a look at investing in real estate as a tool to create wealth. And the opportunity today, unlike in the cycle beforehand, flipping, albeit it was very popular, it only accounted for roughly 5% of the business. Today, depending on the market that you're in, whether you're in, let's say, here in California in the Inland Empire or the Sacramento area or even the higher end of Los Angeles, you know, flipping, it accounts for somewhere between a low of 25 to 30% of the business on up to 40 or 45% of the entire market. So if you're a real estate agent and your business model does not incorporate some of this, then really you're completely missing the boat. If you're a real estate investor and you're out there investing, you know what's happening. You get to see firsthand the opportunities that are there. And so I think that the market now is really primed, and you're seeing it by the hedge funds that are coming into the marketplace, big money that's really attracted to this residential side. And it's because if you have big money, where do you put it? And residential creates, or today, reflects a fantastic, fantastic opportunity.
Now, Robert, where do you guys invest mostly? Are you in California, all over California? Is it Southern California, Northern California? And what about other states? As the Power Is Now is a national radio show, can you invest in, you know, Florida, Texas, other places that where there might be some great opportunity?
Yeah, you know, today we are lending all over California. The focus of our business is really California only. However, by the end of this year, we have the expectation to be in Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. And so we are growing rapidly, and we see opportunities all over the country. We're in the process of really assessing the different marketplaces. We've already identified those three states as states that have opportunities for investors and are going to look at expanding our business into those states. So far as Northern California versus Southern California, I'd say the majority of our business happens to be in Southern California only because the amount of flipping that's done here. However, Northern California is a very good marketplace, and there are pockets there that I think are actually more profitable than parts of Southern California.
Well, that's interesting. And it sounds like, again, great opportunity for real estate agents and investors who are in California. Now, before we end this first segment, Robert, I want to talk to you about how real estate agents can work with you and, you know, what is the difference between private equity and hard money? Is private equity just a fancy word for hard money? Really break it down for us so our listeners can understand exactly what they're getting into and how they can work with you. Now, folks, once Robert responds to this, we're going to move on to segment two and actually talk about the different programs they have to offer. So hang in there with us. So, Robert, who can work with you? How do they work with you? And then what is the difference between hard money and private equity?
You know, traditionally, I mean, I think we're probably classified under the hard money. I think that we're more private equity in that hard money is a term that was used for private financing for typically people who had lesser than great credit, or the home didn't qualify for one reason or another, or the people had a foreclosure, or they were in foreclosure and needed to get bailed out, and the so-called loan-to-own type loans. I am not a loan-to-own lender. We have, I think, might have one foreclosure going right now in our entire portfolio. If I don't even think it was in foreclosure. I call it a default when someone's more than, you know, 60 days late, but it's not necessarily a actual foreclosure. The reality is this, is that the reason I think we're more private equity, and this is really the difference, is this. We're not looking to lend into dire situations. We're lending into profitable situations. And if you understand the business and the fact that, let's say, a conventional lender may not lend on a house because the plumbing was stolen, or, you know, I get that the retail client would not be able to sustain that home. And that's the difference, is rather than lending on a sustainable home, we're lending to create sustainable home ownership. And so when you look at our model, I go back to the win-win. It's a win for the community versus having this home that's abandoned, that's getting dilapidated, versus now a newly remodeled home that may have sustainable home ownership for the next 30 years because of someone went through and really brought it up to today's standards. And if you look at your typical home, the way people live today is completely different than how people lived 30 years ago when these homes were first built. You know, in many cases, they had a formal dining room or a formal living room. And today, everyone opens up their floor plans because today's family is more in tune with each other. It's not a matter of, hey, you know, you go to your room and that's it. Everybody cohabitates and they stay together as a family unit. And I think that's important for our families. It's important for our communities. And it's important to especially not have these homes that they create more crime when they're vacant and they get broken into. And, you know, certainly an undesirable element in any neighborhood when you have people that are going in and taking advantage of these vacant and abandoned homes. Either, I know in Texas, they were having a big problem with, you know, the air conditioners being stolen for the copper as copper prices went up. And, you know, once you have the home that's remodeled and you have a family living there, the likelihood of that happening, I think that if you look statistically at any of the crime reports, the homes, the areas that have higher abandoned homes have higher crime rates. And I think that's one of the reasons.
Well, Robert, we have neighborhoods that are filled with abandoned property. There's a lot of blight that has taken place throughout the country. And so it sounds like your company is committed to stabilizing communities by providing financing to fix up those properties. And so for you, it's all about the property and creating sustainable homeownership, where the lenders, we'll call them the A-paper lenders, the banks and other mortgage banks out there, they have very strict guidelines in regard to the property. They can't lend on a property with serious health and safety, in fact, health and safety issues at all, plumbing, windows, flooring, all those kinds of things that could be very, very expensive to repair. You guys are extending loans for investors to go in, fix up that property, and of course they're flip investors. That's their whole purpose, is to buy and sell and to be able to sell that home to someone who will stay, who will be a, hopefully another, an owner occupant who will stay there and stabilize that community. I think that's great. Is that, what is your mission statement actually? Do you have a mission statement for the company?
We do. And really our mission statement is geared towards providing the best level of service. And before we entered into this space, the level of service for, let's say, hard money lenders or these private equity companies was really geared towards penalizing the investor for doing better than expected. And what I mean by that is, prior to us entering the marketplace, there were prepayment penalties for these investor loans like this. And so companies would say, hey, if you turn around, you fix and flip this property in 3 months, we're going to have a 6-month prepayment penalty. And what I never understood is that if you're going to lend to investors who buy fix and flip properties, how do you penalize them for doing a better than expected job? That seems counterintuitive. So really, one of our goals was to just completely do away with the prepayment penalties. And we don't write loans with prepayment penalties. Our competitors, after years of competing with us, no longer, you know, most of them no longer have prepayment penalties, because it really, it's become the new market. And I think that we can take credit for that, because it's one thing that we've adamantly always opposed. If someone does good and they do a better than expected job, they should get rewarded. They should not get penalized. And additionally, if they're a borrower that is very efficient in their business practices and they can turn the properties quickly, or they're, you know, they're very organized and so their construction gets done quicker, they should have the opportunity to expand. And that's one of the things that we like to communicate with our borrowers is, hey, this is where your strengths are. This is where your weaknesses are. And part of our company, it takes on a mentoring role in that we really do try to grow organically and help our clients grow through their own business and their successes, and point out their failures so that they can improve upon those.
Robert, this is really great stuff. And I want to just clear a picture, though, of who your borrower is, who your client is. And we already spoke about the fact that they are real estate agents, they who are investors. They are investors. And what do you require? Because you mentioned earlier that you're not going to lend to someone like a traditional hard money lender who has bad credit, who has in dire straits, and it's a loan-to-own program, because those were really popular back in the 80s and 90s, loan-to-own programs and hard money. This is not that at all, right? You're looking for an experienced investor who does have good credit, who does have the, who has a performance record, perhaps a track record of doing this, flipping, buying, and flipping properties, right? Kind of expand on what you're looking for, yeah, who you're looking to work with. And then the other question before we go to break, and we do need to go to break, I want to ask you about the credit requirements, because the banks do make loans to investors, too. So what do you
sure.
require?
Yeah, I'm just going to clarify one thing. It's that I'm not, we're talking about credit reports and what have you. I'm not credit driven. While I look at the credits, you know, there are some things that we have to look at. It's really a way to verify that the borrower is who they say they are. We're also looking for liens that might not attach, if they would attach to the property. Those are really the key issues. And to say that we don't lend to people with bad credit is, I would say, inaccurate, because we do have borrowers whose credit is not bad. And especially coming out of this downturn, you know, a lot of people, if you were active in the marketplace, got hurt. And that's okay. We understand that, you know, this was a major, really, catastrophe that happened. And because of that, you might not have stellar credit. And so we do lend to people with not the greatest credit. But what we're more concerned of is that they have the reserves to take the project from beginning to end, from soup to nuts. And the reason I say that is this, is I have to be very careful that I don't just continue lending you money, because even if you have the reserves and you get overextended, I might actually enable you to fail. And that's not our goal. Our goal is not to enable you to fail. Our goal is to enable you to succeed so that you can work with us for, you know, potentially the next 5-10 years. And, you know, I'm not a guy that looks to do one loan. Our company really, if it's just one loan here and there, you know, you're probably not the right guy for us, because really we're going to look to help you grow and, you know, help you with your systems and help you with the trends in the marketplace and what to do next and how to find properties. I oftentimes hear people that I just come across that are investors, hey, it's really tough to find properties right now. You know, there's a lot of investors out there. We continue to have best month after best month. January 2012 was the best month in the history of our company. It was preceded by December, also the best month in our company until January. And so we hope to see that trend just continue month after month. And I guess part of the reason is that we do take on this mentorship type role in helping our clients grow. And so if you're an investor out there, or if you're an agent out there who's struggling, there are ways that we can help you grow. There's certain things that we can show you how to do to grow your business And really, it's up to you to take that and do something with it. And this, and I'm going to go back to the statement, the power is now. It's up to you to see, to realize that the power is now. It's not up to you to just sit there, take that information, and do nothing with it. If you're going to do that, you might as well just go get a job somewhere, because this is probably the wrong business for you.
Wow. The power is now. Folks, we're talking to Robert Fergoso, Executive Vice President of Anchor Loans, and they have a powerhouse company doing some great things for investors and real estate professionals who are specializing in buying and flipping real estate. And you heard it here first, folks, that it's not an issue of credit. You can have some challenges, some credit challenges. They're looking at the deal and, of course, the profit in the deal. Does it make sense? And they're going to help you make that decision. We'll be right back after this commercial break and talk about the type of loan programs that your investors, if you're a real estate agent working with investors out there, or you're an agent buying properties yourself, what type of loan program can you get from Anchor Loans to help you build wealth? We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Lawrence Frazier, host and executive producer of The Power Is Now online radio. Thank you for listening online and by telephone today to our program. In addition to being the host and executive producer of this show, I am also a mortgage banking professional, a production manager for Prime Lending, federal NMLS number 461807. I specialize in purchase transactions of all types. If you are a first-time homebuyer or investor, I can help you. If you need an FHA, VA, or a conventional loan, or any of the three types of loans in connection with a down payment assistance program, I can help you. It doesn't matter, folks. I love working on purchase transactions. The more complicated they are, the more excited I get. If your client is not sure if they're ready to buy, or if they want to know what they need to do to get ready to buy, have them contact me if you are a real estate professional. Of course, if you are a buyer, a consumer, and you're looking to buy a home, please call me directly. I will be happy to give you great advice and instruction for free. It's what I do, and I love what I do. Finally, folks, if you are a real estate professional, thank you also for listening to The Power Is Now. If every transaction is important to you and your reputation is important to you, then it is imperative that you put your transaction in the capable hands of an experienced mortgage banking professional. If not me, someone like me. If you have been around long enough, then you already know what I'm saying is true. It's not interest rates or fees or even the company, because they're all the same and very close to each other in both interest rates and costs. Today, it's about experience, education, and professionalism, and I think that he has given me all three. Please contact me here at The Power Is Now at 1-800-261-1634, extension 703, or by email at eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com. Thank you in advance for contacting me and considering me on your next transaction. Thank you for tuning in each week, every week, on The Power Is Now. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best, and we maximize our success when we act now. Act now and call me. And we're back. Folks, we're talking to Robert Fergoso, Executive Vice President of Anchor Loans. And wow, has he been just laying it out for us of the opportunity to work with this company and to build wealth. Whether you are a real estate agent and you are buying and selling yourself, or you're working with real estate investors and they're paying all cash and they're running short of cash now to take advantage of the number of opportunities that are out there for them, why not use some leverage and take advantage of the financing opportunities for flip investors and real estate agents with Anchor Loans? Robert had mentioned that in January and even in December, his company broke records with transactions they've done for flip investors. So the business is out there. You just need the right people to help you find that business, to mentor you through the process, and you need the right financing. So, Robert, before we dive into the financing, the types of programs that you offer. Will you clarify for us the credit requirements? What qualifies a real estate investor and or a real estate agent to do business with Anchor Loans?
I would say that the most important qualifications is the deal itself, that it's a profitable deal, that we can see that you can take it and you have the capability of fixing that property up and reselling it at a profit. Secondarily to that would be your reserves, how much cash you keep in the bank, and that you're able to handle any overages, make payments, things along those lines. And then maybe the third thing would be the credit report. And the credit, really what I'm looking for, and it's not as relevant to me that you have good credit. Certainly we have clients that have, 800 plus FICOs. We also have clients that have under 400 FICOs. And I think 380 is the bottom for the FICOs. But it's the reality is this, is that I'm not looking at you for your credit. What I'm looking at your credit is to A, verify that you are who you say you are. B, verify that you're not a criminal and you're not out there committing fraud. See that you are a honorable person who can do this transaction and that you have a team. I'm going to look at the team that you have in place, whoever your contractor is, whoever you're going to use to resell the property. We want to make sure that you're successful. And if you have some liens and they are not the kind that are going to attach to the property, that's okay. If it's something that's going to attach to a property, then I don't think, A, you want to buy that property because then the liens are going to attach and you're going to get stuck. And that's really what I'm looking for, is to make sure that you're not going to get stuck. Because really, if you get stuck, then we get stuck with you. And so we don't want to be stuck, and we don't want to enable you to either get yourself in a worse position or further indebt yourself when you're unable to handle your current issues. And that's not to say that if you find a property, that there's not another way to do that property. It's just to say that, you might not be the one that should be the controlling interest of that property.
Now, Robert, what you've described here is really making sure it's a win-win situation. It's a win for Anchor Loans, and it's a win for your buyer. And you mentioned, too, that you may not be the person with the controlling interest in the property because of their tax liens or something of that nature. Talk about the interest in the property. You're making loans not to an individual, but to an entity, right? You don't make loans to individuals.
Correct. Yeah, most of our borrowers tend to be an LLC or a corporation, really because we're looking for it to be a business entity and someone who's doing this as their primary source of income. The investor who just does one here, they're not really going to flip any more properties. They just came across one. That's not really our key demographic. If they're a business where they've got an LLC and they can qualify as a business, then that might be okay. If they're not if it's not a business purpose for the loan, and we have our clients sign that it is a business purpose loan, they're not our key demographic. Our key demographic is the professional investor or the real estate agent that is looking for a way to increase their income, and they've been spotting opportunities for other clients and maybe doing this already, except doing their clients, and they've been servicing their clients and now want to expand and do this on their own. That's really our clientele. It's the real estate practitioner that is out there buying to fix and flip multiple times. That's our key demographic.
And these properties are then being invested in entities, LLCs, corporations. And so the purpose in running the buyer's credit is, as you mentioned, to verify who they say they are, to make sure they're not criminals and or that they're committing fraud or anything like that in the marketplace. So a person with a foreclosure on their credit history, that would be okay. A person with a bankruptcy in their credit history that's been discharged, that would be okay. A person with maybe paid judgments or collection accounts, all that would be okay. Would that be an accurate statement, Robert?
Yes, that would be accurate.
So a credit is not an issue. It's all about the deal. And man, what a tremendous opportunity that is for investors out there who have the cash, who recovered. Maybe they've recovered financially. They have the cash to make deals, but their credit is still suffering as a result of past investments that may have failed or past issues. And you mentioned earlier that a lot of agents and investors were hurt 2008 up until even recently. So recovery can sometimes take a while. Talk to us about the lending program. So I'm an investor. I want to come to you. I want to get a loan. Tell us about the different products you have. And it's pretty exciting, some of the names here, Flip and Flip Loans, Shared Appreciation Loans. Tell us about what you do and what's a maximum loan to value, the maximum loan amounts that you would do.
really, I'm going to classify overall two different loan programs that we have, and there's a variety of different ways to set them up in the subcategories. And for the sake of the show, really, I'll talk about the two, because I'm not like most lenders where they have a box and the loan has to fit in this box. We're businessmen. If the deal makes sense, we're going to try to figure out a way to make the deal work. And the reality is that a lot of times, if you're dealing with your either conventional lender or other types of hard money lenders, because they're funded in a specific manner, they may say, okay, well, your loan has to fit in this 65% LTV. Really, at the end of the day, if it was 68%, 70%, a lot of times that's still a deal. And as long as that we see that it's a deal that makes sense, we're going to do it. So we have two different types of loans. One is the fix and flip loan, and the other is the shared appreciation loans. And so let's talk about the fix and flip loans first. The fix and flip loans is really where you're an investor, you have a property already under contract, you're going to purchase it, or you've purchased something all cash and you want to get reimbursed for your expenditures. That can be up to as much as 90% loan to cost, up to 65% of the after repaired value. And, you know, typically to a max of $2 million. And so in that scenario, what I'm saying is I want you to have some skin in the game. If you got a home run deal and you got a great deal, then, you know, have, let's say, 10% in the deal. As long as I'm underneath that 65% ARV and it was all inclusive of the repair costs and everything else, then I should be okay. Most deals today, I will say, are probably averaging somewhere between 25% down, just because the market has gotten more kind of seasoned, let's say. And so the more seasoned a market gets, people start to work on tighter margins. It may have been where, let's say, 2 years ago, hey, I'm not going to take a deal if I'm making less than $45,000. Today, people are doing deals in smaller price points where they're making $20,000 or $25,000. And that's because they've, you know, more investors entered the marketplace. Depending on the price point that you're working in, if you're working in the, let's say, sub $300,000 price point here in California, a lot of the hedge funds were buying those homes to buy and hold and just for the cash flow purposes. So it's very difficult to compete with that. If you step above that price point, then you found more opportunity. And so for the sake of the program here, if pricing ranges, obviously the safer we are, the cheaper we get. The more risk there is, it's all risk reward for us, the more expensive it gets. And the rates really can range from as low as 2 points to as high as, I think we don't really write a lot of loans higher than, let's say, 3 or 3.5 points. Interest rates range from 0.9 to 12.5% or something like that. On the shared appreciation loans, maximizing the situation, let's say you're coming across a lot of opportunities and your talent is really in locating and finding these deals. Well, if you're good at finding these deals and you've been finding them for clients or you're finding them for yourself, then you're probably going to make more money if you just spend time finding your deals. So the reason I mentioned that we have the construction company, the acquisitions company, is because, you know, really, if you buy a project today, your time now is, and your focus is now taken away from finding more deals, and it's now focused on repairing that property and getting it sold so that you can collect your profit. The shared appreciation loan, what that really does is this. It gives you the opportunity to do two things. It gives you 100% leverage, or at least 95% leverage, up to 100% of loan to cost. And what that means is all of the costs that are included, the payments, the amount to fix up the property, the amount to purchase the property, the closing costs, everything's included in that, up to 80% of the after repaired value. And so that can be with zero down. That means if you're an investor, you found a property, you have limited funds that you're working with, you find a great deal, and you say, hey, you know what? I want to take advantage of this. I don't want to just wholesale the deal out. I don't want to just sell it to one of my clients. And it's a deal that you found on either the MLS for agents. And I'll make this clarification here. Agents cannot buy their own listings. There's a conflict there. And so we don't typically participate in that because it's, unless it's been disclosed and approved by the seller, view that as a conflict. So we just tend not to get involved with that scenario. However, most of the scenarios are where an agent, they understand the marketplace, they find a property, they say, here's a deal, and I know that that's a deal. I'm going to contact that other agent, and I'm going to lock that property up. And they lock that property up, and maybe they want to do the transaction themselves, but because they're agents, they might not have the construction experience. They might have, but they're good at spotting opportunities. Well, then the shared appreciation, it works perfect for that, because now you've got the opportunity to buy the property and participate in that appreciation, that upside from the repairs of the property or the add-on or whatever the scenario might be. And the way the shared appreciation loan works, there's two different ways really that it can work. If we put up 100% of all the money that's needed, then we would like our construction company to handle the repairs and really be more involved so that we know that the property is going to get done from start to finish, being that we're putting up 100% of the cash. However, if we only put up 95% of the cash and you want to handle the construction with your crews or get the property sold through your sales company or and be more involved with the project, come up with 5%. We'll fix our profit. And so, especially in today, this is a great program because today the market has an upswing. And so, you know, properties are appreciating anywhere from 10 to 20% depending on the areas that you're at. And so if you have this rapid appreciation, it may behoove you to have our profit fixed because you get that upswing so you can make more money. And so, but that will require you to have 5% in the deal and also make payments, and any overages on the construction would then be your responsibility. So with a little bit more risk comes also the availability of more gain. So I hope that kind of explains both of those projects. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them for you.
Well, Robert, I think you did a great job breaking it down. I want to do kind of an overview, and we'll start with the last program, the Shared Appreciation Loan. And what I like the most about this particular product is the fact that I could bring you a deal and not put any of my own money in it, not be involved in any aspect of the rehabilitation of that property. You handle everything, and you're going to pay me. Is that right?
Yeah, it can work that way, sure.
Now, the other one is that I bring in money and say 5% or 10%, and I can then have my own construction company handle everything, and I can be more engaged in the management of the project and see it all the way through, as opposed to the other scenario where I don't have my own money in and you take care of everything all the way to completion.
Correct. Let me give you an example just using dollars and cents.
That'd be great.
And I'm going to use some fairly generic numbers here. The average turnaround is, let's say, 5 months. And I'm going to use that number for the sake of this scenario here, just for simplicity.
Okay.
If a property that you bought, let's say you thought the repaired value of that property was going to be $200,000, and you managed to buy that property for, let's say, $120,000, you know, 60% or 60 cents on the dollar, and the property needed, let's say it needed $20,000 in repairs. The way I would structure that is this, is we would put up, Anchor would put up first the $130,000 as just a traditional loan at, let's say, I'm going to use just some figures here, at 3 points and 12% interest. You then need a total of, let's say, if you add the $20,000, so it's $130,000 loan there, 65% of $200,000. You bought it for $120,000, so already I'm loaning you more than 100% of your purchase price, but you're still short the rehab money and to make some payments and all of your closing costs. So let's say the repairs is $20,000, so it's $120,000 plus $20,000, takes you to $140,000. I'm loaning you $130,000, so you're already short $10,000 plus all of the closing costs. For the sake of this example, let's say closing cost and 3 months worth of payments amounted to a total of, let's say, $13,000. So you're going to be short another $23,000 in addition to the $130,000 I would loan. In this case here, that extra $23,000 I would do in a second position as a gap lender. And so we would do that second is the shared appreciation loan because that represents the highest risk of the money that's being invested in the deal. So the funds there would be at 0 points, 10% interest. Again, all these are they're interest only. There's no prepayment penalty. And at the end of the day here, if you sold this property for the $200,000, and this assumes paying full commission and maybe even paying 3% for closing costs, for non-recurring closing costs of the buyer, there might be $23,000 or $24,000 left in profit at the end of the day. And this is after debt service, after your closing costs, after prorated property taxes, after all of the expenses, the net profit might be around $24,000, maybe $25,000. So we would take a percentage of that. In this scenario here, we're only at 76% or 77% of the ARV, of the finished value of the house, which is $200,000. So we'd have $153,000 invested total, and that amounts to roughly 76.5% of the $200,000. In this case here, we might only take, let's say, 35 or 40% of the profit. So if there's $25,000 in profit, let's just take 35%. That's $8,750. We would take as the percentage that we would make on the shared appreciation second. If you wanted to come in with 5%, we would fix that sum. And so it doesn't change. So if you're selling it for $210,000, then you make that extra $10,000. If we put up 100% of the money, then if we sold it for $210,000, then we'd get an extra, you know, 35% of that additional $10,000. So that's the shared appreciation aspect. If you just remove that second, that is basically just the first. So if we remove that shared appreciation second, the fix and flip loan would only be that $130,000. So I might lend you, in this scenario here, $130,000 on a $200,000 $100,000 property, you would come in with roughly the $23,000 that we were going to do as the gap lender, then, you know, that's roughly 20% of the $120,000 of your purchase price. But out of that $23,000 that you're coming in with, we're also holding in a fund control account the $20,000 it's going to take you to fix that property to get it from being worth $120,000 to the $200,000 after repaired value that we're speaking of. And so I want to hold that money to make sure that you're going to do the repairs necessary to get it to that point. Now, what I do with that fund control is I release that back to you in phases. I follow the work that you're doing. So you would advance with your own capital, and this goes back to really looking at your bank statement and making sure that you have that reserve capital and that cash available to work the deal, because you will have, in addition to the $23,000 that you need to come in with, you're going to need to make monthly payments. In this case here, if it was 12%, it's $1,300 a month, and you need to advance to, let's say, a contractor 10, 15, 20, 25% of that $20,000 for them to get started. Let's say I did the draws in 25% increments. In this case, we'd have four draws. That's $5,000 per draw. You'd have to put out $5,000. We would go out, inspect, make sure that you spent that money, and then reimburse you. We'd wire the money back into your account for that $5,000. When you're 50% through with the project, we would then, you know, release you the next 25 and so forth until you're completely done with the project.
Now, Robert, I should have warned our audience that we were getting into the more advanced part of this discussion. There may be some of the agents and investors who may be lost. Well, folks, don't worry, because everything that Robert has laid out for you is on the website. Go to the show page on www.thepowersnow.com on the live show page for Thursday, and you can see an illustration of these examples that Robert has laid out for us. Now, Robert, just in going through those scenarios, I clearly think the better opportunity, at least for me as an investor, would be for you to put up all the money. I'd rather make a little bit on a lot of transactions, just going out there bird-dogging deals and bringing them to you, maybe a lot on one or two, in which I would have to put up my own money and have those concerns and worries about everything happening like it should and when it should and all those kinds of things. Can you tell me how many investors do you work with right now that pick one scenario over the other in terms of, you know, a shared appreciation with their participation, shared appreciation without their participation?
Most of our borrowers tend to do the fix and flip loans on their own with their money coming into the deals versus doing the shared appreciation. And really the reason is if you have the money and you can do that, you certainly profit more from running the job. The shared appreciation loans are really meant to be for the investors who are either undercapitalized, but they're finding more opportunities. Maybe real estate practitioners that are coming, whether you're a lender and you hear about a deal through an agent that you know and you make an offer on it and you want to capitalize on that, but it might not be your basis where you have, you know, your own construction crews or what have you, and you want some help. You know, the shared appreciation loan is certainly the most expensive route to do because you're giving up part of the profit. You're also giving up all of the work product or a significant portion of the work product if you choose. And so there is that benefit. For most of the professional investors, you know, they do have, most of our borrowers are fairly well capitalized. They're looking to profit on the opportunity as much as they can. And because of that, you know, they would rather put out their cash, invest their cash, and retain more of the profit. And I certainly appreciate that. And I would love for nothing more than for those who are doing the shared appreciation loans out of necessity to get out of those and then do the regular traditional loans and make more money at them. That is fantastic because for me, listen, while we might profit more on the shared appreciation loans, the reality is that we are trying to help people grow. And if they're growing and they get out of that, there's a certain amount of pride that comes in. We help someone get started or expand their business in such a way. And we have very experienced borrowers who are very well capitalized. And sometimes the nature of, let's say, a short sale, an REO. I'm going to use short sales for this example. You know, they take 3 or 4 months to process right now. And 3 months, if they're going pretty quick. So the reality is that if you're an investor and you're going out there and you're trying to buy these properties, you might make 20, 30 offers that you're not going to hear about for another 3 months. And in that interim, if you had cash to work with, you've now already bought some other properties or an REO or a standard sale, your cash is now tied up. And lo and behold, what happens? The agent calls you up and they say, hey, Eric, we heard back on this short sale. They're going to counter you at, you made an offer of $110,000. They countered you at $120,000. It still makes sense to buy the deal at $120,000. But now your money is tied up in these other projects. So you either have to do one of two things. You're going to pass on this, or you have to raise the capital to do the deal. This gives you a vehicle to raise that capital to do the deal yourself or do it with someone who has experience in doing the transactions, and several things happen from that standpoint. Now that agent that had helped you get that short sale approved, that helped or that got the short sale approved, that went through the whole process, has worked on this deal for 3 months already. Had you not had that money or that vehicle available to you, that agent would have lost that deal. It would have to get reprocessed again with a new buyer, and essentially they start over. Now, what do agents want? Agents want to get paid for the work product that they've done. So if you're an investor and you're representing that you're out there and you can make these properties, you should be able to perform on them. And this gives you an additional vehicle to perform on it, albeit at a reduced profit center. And so if you're out there trying to buy more properties, then if you do perform on that property, the next time that agent maybe has a deal that fits the need, he might be able to call you and say, hey, here's a project that you can take a look at. Or he had some other investor that was falling out or whatever the scenario is. Typically, you get more opportunities because you perform. And agents need to get paid. You want to make some money. You know, we want to put out some money. And I see it as a win-win all the way around. So long as the properties are on the market, they're competing fairly, and you're out there. And most of these banks, typically what they do is they go through their appraisal process. They analyze it. Most of the 3 months is them evaluating that, A, the person is well within their right to ask for a short sale. And then number two, that the values are there, that they're not, you know, they're not short selling the property for less than what the value is. And you have to keep in mind this. The value of the property when it does not qualify for financing is far less than once it qualifies for financing. And so that's where the opportunity is. The opportunity in this case here, if it needed $20,000 worth of work, it wouldn't qualify for FHA financing. You know, the $200,000 price point is certainly a heavy FHA area. And I use this example because FHA has pretty strict guidelines with regards to the conditions of the property. And if it took $20,000, maybe it needed carpet, paint, new plumbing, or whatever it is, a roof, or whatever it is that the house needed that made it not qualify for your conventional financing, that's where you get the value. That's where you make the money. Creating that sustainable home, creating the value that your mom and pop investor, or not investor, but owner occupant, can now buy in, buy the property, move in, and not have to worry about, I'm going to buy this house and now I've got plumbing to do and I've got to put a new roof. Boy, I hope it doesn't rain. Now all of a sudden they're walking into a ready home. They can live their life. They're not in the business of remodeling properties. And I think, and I don't have the statistics for this, but I know that I think some of the main causes of divorce, it's money, infidelity, and then home remodeling. For some reason, it tends to put a lot of stress on marriages. And, you know, this way people walk in straight into homes.
Well, I hadn't heard that one before, Robert. Definitely going to have to do some fact-checking on that one.
I use the top. I've seen it in friends of mine. And, you know, it's unfortunate when they go through and she wants one color and he wants another.
Right. Well, this sounds really fantastic. And, again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Your company is concerned about win-win. You want the investor to win. You want to win as a company. And investors who want to start with perhaps a shared appreciation project where, you know, they have no money in the deal, just a great deal, you want to see them graduate to maybe a shared appreciation with some money in the deal to just a standard fix and flip program where they have, you know, all the money in the deal and you're lending up to 90% of the loan to cost and 65% of the actual value of the property and making it happen for them. This is really, really a fantastic program, Robert. And now I understand why you're breaking records every month. You guys have closed billions of dollars in volume and you must be excited working in this market right now with the company that you and your partners have put together.
Yeah, you know, Eric, I am very excited about this market. I'm excited about our company's growth. I'm even more excited about helping people and helping agents really grow and take their businesses to the next level. It's something that is very dear to my heart only because, you know, I got started at a very young age and I didn't have the money back then to go and pay for seminars and on real estate investing. And some of these seminars, I mean, I hear people get charged $20,000, $25,000, you know, and the reality is, and that's a lot of money. And while they might justify it, I got taught for free and I feel like I can pay it forward and just kind of help other people also do the same thing that I did. You know, I don't think that there should be that big of a barrier of entry to take advantage of one of the best opportunities that we're going to see in our lifetime.
Robert, I'm so glad to hear that. Wow, folks, did you hear that? I mean, you're providing for free the mentoring, the advice, the consultation, and you're doing it because someone taught you for free. And so you're paying it forward. I think that is probably one of the reasons why Anchor Loans is so successful. Robert, this is a great segue into talking about how the deal comes to you. So you're not expecting for your investors to put together these complicated Excel spreadsheets that break down everything and show and prove to you that there's profit in this deal, that this is a really good deal. You guys are providing them either with the tools or the information, or you're doing the analysis yourself. Tell us about that process. And then I want you to talk about the interest rate. You mentioned 9% and 12%. And points between 2 or 3% and points and or higher. How do you determine the interest rate and the points you're going to charge your investor?
So, you know, I mentioned the sophisticated software that we have. One of the things that we do is we're experts in analyzing risk reward. And the lower the risk, the less expensive it gets. So let's say we did a straight 65% LTV. So 65% of your purchase price would be our loan amount, or 70%, even 70% of your purchase price. And we're under 60% of the after repaired value. In that type of scenario, under, let's say, common circumstances where it's a, you know, metropolitan area and the inventory levels are within reason, then we might be at 2 points and, let's say, 9.9%. If it's another scenario where you're looking for a little bit more leverage, you know, slightly more leverage might take you up to 2.5 points and, you know, 10.5%. And then it incrementally will go up to, let's say, 3.5 points and 12.5% interest. So, you know, when you look at this type of scenario, if you went all the way to 65 or 70% of the after repaired value, that's going to be the higher side of the spectrum that I'm mentioning.
Okay, so just for clarity then, interest rates, again, because you don't make loans necessarily based on credit anyway, is really based on the loan to value, the risk in the transaction. So the higher the risk, higher the LTVs, the higher the interest rate, the points, the lower the interest rates and the points. And so the floor would be, say, 9.9 and how many points?
2 points.
2 points. That would be kind of the best deal that could happen.
You know, today, that would be, there is a way to get that down if they did a line of credit with us, and then they can, you know, pay the points for the entire year. There's other restrictions on that. If you're not doing a volume of business, I don't necessarily recommend that. If you're doing a volume of business, that might be the way for you to go, but it depends on what your volume is because you're tied to a certain amount. So I don't have a box. I know we're trying to create a matrix here for the listeners to kind of have a good feel for what they can call on. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that if there's a deal and there's a way to do it, it makes reasonable sense on a risk-adjusted basis, we're going to do it. And so that's really what we're looking for, is figuring out a way to do more business and do it with the people that are ethical and responsible and have good work ethic and can get the project from A to B and A to Z.
Now, Robert, so you just mentioned line of credit, and we are definitely late into this interview, and we want to wrap things up here shortly, but lines of credit are also available in addition to the fix and flip loan and the shared appreciation loan. You offer lines of credit, and that would that be based on the assets that the investor has? You're extending a line of credit to them, or?
No, it's part of the fix and flip program. It's not a separate setup. It's part of that fix and flip loan. It's just one more technique for that fix and flip loan. The line of credit wouldn't fall under the shared appreciation loan.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for being with us today on The Power Is Now and talking about private equity financing and acquisition. And man, this has been really a power-packed informational show. If you are a real estate investor, if you are a real estate agent working with investors, and you want your clients to grow, you want them to build wealth, well, here is another tool that you can use, Anchor Loans with Robert Fragoso. Robert, thank you so much for joining us today on The Power Is Now. This truly has been inspirational and educational for all of us.
Eric, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, the pleasure is all mine. Folks, this show is being recorded, and I want to encourage you to go to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerisnow. And if you're listening there already, just grab the embed code. If you're a real estate broker, you should put this on your website as a resource for your real estate agents. If you are a real estate investor and you're investing in real estate and you have friends who are doing the same thing, grab the link to this show and send it to your friends so they too can learn about Anchor Loans. And of course, if you are just thinking about getting into real estate and you are an investor, well, here's an opportunity where Robert has made it very clear that the opportunity perhaps today is better than it will ever be in our lifetime. Don't sit on the fence. If you've got the capital, you've got the experience, and you just haven't jumped in yet, well, here's an opportunity to do so with Anchor Loans. We appreciate all of you for joining us today. We appreciate Robert Fragoso and his team at Anchor Loans for being on The Power Is Now and sharing this great information. That's why we call it The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource. I want to thank our guests, Robert and his team, again. And I want you to know that The Power Is Now, folks, is running shows every single day. That's right, every single day from about sunup to sundown. You can listen to something educational, inspirational on The Power Is Now. And it would not be possible without The Power Is Now team. I want to thank Deidre Davey, relationship manager and screener, Goldie Ponce, our website manager, Sadip Royal, who does the incredible flyers, those fantastic flyers that go out to you every day, Slavi Pekov, who is our sound engineer, El Princess Eclair, who is our media manager, and of course, you know, my team, my family, who stands in for me from time to time. We appreciate everyone that's on the Power Is Now team making this show possible every single day right here on blogtalkradio.com/The Power Is Now. Remember, the power is now. We are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now online radio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.